This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Back in on the drive, we have one more chance for you to win $1,000 in the National Cash Contest coming up at 5:30. We've got a chance for you to win Royals tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as well. And coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City in the hits. But yesterday, there was a question going around on Twitter that I want to ask all of you and the text line, because if we had to maybe tally up the lives of individuals, there is not a human being that lived a better life than one Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump did everything. What is the greatest accomplishment by Forrest Gump?
Well, other than the fact that he ran out of his leg braces against the bullies, I think that was pretty cool.
I mean, he outran a car in the movie.
But for me, I don't think it's even close, man. Other than having relations with Robin Wright Penn, I thought that was quite an accomplishment. But for me, I thought it was teaching Elvis how to dance. I thought that's the greatest accomplishment that Forrest Gump was able to pull off.
Say, man, show me that crazy little walk you just did there. Slow it down some.
You ain't nothing but a... I like that guitar. It sounded good. I started moving around the music, swinging my hips.
I mean, Forrest teaching Elvis how to dance. The king of rock and roll. He taught him his, like, signature move that drove ladies crazy, man.
Spectre, this is one of your favorite movies.
It's his favorite movie.
What My favorite would you movie. Say is the greatest thing that Forrest Gump accomplished in his life? There's a lot of things to choose from. This might be one of those things, like, there is no bad answer.
I mean, it's kind of the depressing answer, but he saved a lot of guys in Vietnam and survived Vietnam.
He saved Bubba, right?
He did not, well. Bubba did not save Bubba. Bubba right. died.
He attempted to save Bubba,
but he saved a lot of people from his unit from getting caught up in the jets coming over and sweeping out that area. And he survived Vietnam, which unfortunately a lot of American soldiers did not at that time.
He did save Lieutenant Dan.
The sad answer may be surviving Vietnam.
He's good at ping pong, too. I like when he was playing ping pong.
Yes, he was.
That's your answer? Your answer is the standard answer? He was a war hero?
I didn't say war hero. I said saving his friends. And making it back to Jenny.
He can drink a lot of Dr. Peppers, too. I like that about him.
He got to meet the president two separate times in the movie. What I'm going to pick from Forrest is, if you follow me on Twitter for any length of time, you know that I hate Jenny from Forrest Gump like she is an actual living, breathing human being. Do you want my movie theory?
Yeah.
I think Jenny trapped Forrest. I think Jenny was already pregnant, and she slept with Forrest, so now she can say, that's your kid. And she knew that Forrest was dumb enough to go along with anything she said because she loved Forrest unconditionally. I think Jenny trapped Forrest. I think she played on the one thing she knew is Forrest would love me unconditionally and accept whatever you tell me. So my thing is going to be...
The kid kind of looked like Forrest, though. It's not like he came out and he was black or something.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
My thing is that Forrest, and we've all been here, Forrest truly loved a woman unconditionally. Yeah. There is not a man that has loved a woman greater than the love that Forrest had for Jenny.
I'd make a good husband, Jenny.
You would, Forrest.
But you won't marry me.
You don't want to marry me.
Why don't you love me, Jenny? I'm not a smart man. But I know what love is.
If you think about all the stuff that Jenny had going on in her personal life and all the times that they interacted in his life, from the stuff when she was in college, when he saw her with the man and he had to beat the guy up, when he had to get her off the stage when she was playing the guitar naked, from the time the guy hit her at the Black Panther thing, from just the entire movie is based on Forrest Gump being curved repeatedly by Jenny. They had one positive interaction his entire adult life, And then she magically shows up with this letter. Oh, I got a kid. Oh, it's yours. Forrest didn't question it. Forrest still married her, even though she was sick. That's true love. All the other stuff is really cool. But the hardest thing you can do in life is love another person unconditionally, no matter how much they treat you. The greatest thing Forrest ever accomplished in that movie was loving Jenny.
I thought Forrest's mom unconditionally loved that principal for about 5 minutes, didn't she? I mean, I think there was that, you know, I mean, you know.
That's one of those things that I honestly had absolutely no clue what was happening until I got older. Like, I legitimately had no clue what was happening until I got older. I'm serious. The text line is saying, I agree with C-Dot. Jenny is the worst human on the planet. There's, like, two characters that I absolutely hate like they're real. Janice Soprano. If you've ever seen The Sopranos, Janice is the absolute worst human being in the world.
Is that Tony's wife? Is that who it is?
No, that's his sister.
Oh,
Janice
sister.
Is his sister. Carmella is his daughter. His wife in the thing. I mean, Janice Soprano is the absolute worst. She's got the greatest setup. She doesn't have to do anything, and all she does is complain. She's like Spectre during Give Us a Minute. That's what she is. She's Spectre during Give Us a Minute. The entire show, she is absolutely terrible. Where the fact that Tony has to kill her husband, she's so annoying the entire show. And Jenny, I'm telling you, Forrest did nothing but love that woman unconditionally the entire time. Forrest tried nothing but to give her a better life. Think about Forrest, well, all he accomplished in his life. He was Devin Hester in the movie. He was Saving Private Ryan in the movie. Oh, that didn't work out. I'll go be the greatest ping pong player in the history of the world. I spoke at the Lincoln Memorial. I invested in this little fruit company called Apple. He then becomes the greatest shrimping boat person in the history of the world, where he just has so much money that he can just give half of his company to a dead person's family. Forrest did a lot of great stuff in his life, but I'm telling you, the greatest thing he did was love Jenny unconditionally, even though she was an absolute train wreck. There's nothing I feel passionately about than Jenny.
She's just flawed. She was trying to find herself.
She was the worst. Jenny sucked.
She brought Forrest up into her like her dorm room when she was in college and taught him how to feel some things.
Left off getting Nixon impeached.
Yeah, she did.
That's
what I'm saying. I'm sitting here forgetting stuff. No, he did help get Nixon impeached. He did just call. He came up with that thing. He ran on that
have
little
a
t-shirt.
Nice day.
He came up with that.
Yeah.
He ran from West Coast to East Coast like 6 times.
He made Nikes popular.
Yeah. Forrest lived no one's lived a greater life than Forrest Gump. No, I'm serious. No one lived a greater life than Forrest Gump. No, the text line's like forgetting, like saying stuff that happened throughout it. No, it is insane. And then he's still just like, hey, I just cut the grass because I just want to do it. You know, I just want to cut grass in my free time.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.